from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy faces an investigation over his comment that he was housing an unauthorized immigrant in an apartment over the garage of his Middletown home. The New York Times reports U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Alina Haba is pursuing the investigation. In February, during a college forum, Murphy said he was prepared to house a woman whose immigration status was unclear at his family's home. The FBI tried to interview at least four people in connection with those comments. Murphy's also been subpoenaed, but not questioned. After Murphy made the comment, his office scrambled to clarify that no one ever lived in the garage. Small business optimism is looking up in New Jersey, according to a new report by the National Federation of Independent Business. NFIB State Director Eileen Keane says part of that is because of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which provided tax breaks for small business owners. However, she warns policies coming out of Trenton that have to do with hiring can sour that optimism.
There's been silly bills passed in Trenton, signed into law, that require how you post job needs. You have to have exact salaries posted, all kinds of regulatory information that doesn't help when you're trying to fill jobs.
Keane says something to watch going forward is the labor climate and labor quality. Sleeping with the lights on could increase the chances of heart disease.
Long as I can see the light.
In a yet-to-be peer-reviewed study out of Australia, researchers found that people who slept near the brightest lights had the highest risk of heart failure, heart attacks, and stroke. They theorized that the light disrupts circadian rhythm, leading to possible adverse effects. I'm Michael Kastner.
And it now costs a little bit more to mail a letter using the U.S. Postal Service. On Sunday, the price for a first-class mail forever stamp jumped from 73 cents to 78 cents. The price increase is part of the Postal Service's 10-year financial stability plan. Price increases are also planned twice a year through 2027. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. A flood watch remains in effect. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Hey, you feel that thick humidity in the air? That should be a clue about our biggest concern for today's round of strong thunderstorms. Yep, heavy rain and potential flooding back in the picture today. Pockets of very heavy rain could cause some big-time flooding through this evening's commute, so be very careful out there. Looks like we'll see the wet weather wrap up around midnight tonight, give or take. Low temperatures dip into the lower 70s, another sticky, steamy night. Tomorrow, a little calmer, clouds to sun, just a few showers around, especially in the southern half of the state. Highs mid-80s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and hot with highs around 90, turning stormy again Wednesday afternoon and evening. Partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, highs reaching into the lower 90s on Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Parsippany, 88. South Plainfield, 90 degrees. Manahawkin, 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. Now is the best time to visit the iconic Casino Pier in Seaside Heights for rides, games, food, golf, go-karts, and more. Plus, lots of free events like mermaid and character meet and greets, princess parties. There's always something to do there. It's a great time. Details at CasinoPierNJ.com.
Work, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.